As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Find Your Daily Calm. I'm Cel Gaston. Welcome! In our latest episode of Find Your Daily Calm, we had the incredible opportunity to converse with Eli Abella, a visionary in the Philippine biohacking scene. Eli's innovative blend of emotional, mental, and physical health practices opened up new realms of understanding for us. I was particularly struck by her unique perspectives on how we can harness biohacking, not just for peak performance, but for achieving a profound sense of calm and balance in our lives. Eli's insights were nothing short of mind-blowing, revealing layers of potential within us that many of us have yet to tap into. This conversation is a must-listen for anyone curious about the intersections of technology, biology, and wellness, and eager to explore the uncharted territories of human capability. To dive deeper into Eli's pioneering work and philosophy, I encourage you to visit eliabella.com. More details can be seen on this episode's show notes. I hope you enjoy listening to this conversation with one of our first voices of calm, Eli Abella.
Hi, Cel. Thank you so much for having me.
This is rare. We don't do the interview chat format, as most people know. If you've been a listener since 2021, you know that Eli has been in several episodes. She's read poetry, led meditation, gave affirmations, all that Find Your Daily Calm is known for. In fact, Eli is one of the pioneer voices of calm. And we're very, very grateful that she's here today.
I'm so privileged. Thank you so much for also choosing me to be one of your first voices. It definitely was not on my resume, as you know, somebody who reads. And so for you to give me that space to be able to try it out and explore, I am very grateful for that. I also love that you allowed me to read something in French, which is my third language.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so beautiful. Thank you so much. It's super nice to be here for a different discussion.
You're welcome. And before we start, I just wanted to tell everyone that when Eli read poetry in French, we had all those messages coming from, yes, from the French-speaking world, also from the English-speaking world, telling us that we should have more of that. So, Eli, hint, hint, more of that.
Okay. But just tell me when.
But what we're here today is to understand and be enlightened with what Eli really does as an advocacy and how she contributes to the world. I mentioned it in the introduction, what Eli does really as an advocacy. I will start off with the questions. I'm sure people will be interested in what Eli does. So with the first question, I'll jump right into it, Eli. The serenity sequence, which is what we're all about in this show, in the Symphony of Biohacking, which is what you do, which technique do you find most effective for tuning the mind into a state of calm and harmony?
Oh, wow. The first thing that really comes to mind is one of the first few certifications that I got when I got into biohacking. And, you know, biohacking involves a gestalt, like the whole human, which is what I love about it. The thing that magnetized me to it is it takes into consideration not just the physical or the mental, but also the emotional is a big part. And so I branched off into using more or tuning into the emotional body more and more. And one of the first ones, in fact, probably the first certification I got was in EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And you'll see a whole slew of videos now that are coming to the fore that are quite, that are free, you know? And also certifications are becoming, are offered more and more online, where before, during my time, you can only travel to the US or Europe to become certified. And because of the pandemic, actually, it's one of the gifts of the pandemic is that now people are becoming more open to online certifications. And so now more and more people are studying it and also practicing it. So Emotional Freedom Technique, or tapping as it is known colloquially, is a modality where it borrows from acupuncture. So as you know, in acupuncture, we use needles to place into meridian points. So there are about 144,000 around the body, and they're named after organs. So the lung meridian, spleen meridian, you've heard of that, kidney meridian, liver. Yeah, it's because they pass through these organs.
144,000.
Yes.
That's a lot. Okay. Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. So have you ever done acupuncture, Sal?
I have seen it, but I haven't had anyone do it to me. That would be interesting, especially now that I know that there's 144,000 meridian points from our organs. Tell us more about tapping, as you said, locally known as tapping.
Yeah. So I will sort of describe it from the acupuncture lens, because people will understand it more since acupuncture is becoming more and more mainstream now. It wasn't before, but now it is. But more and more hospitals are also acknowledging that acupuncture is helping a lot now to improve the state of health in many people. So basically what you do in acupuncture is that you use needles to place into key acupuncture points, so meridian points on the body, because what wellness means is that wellness means that there's an optimal flow. So if you know about flow, we sometimes refer to this as prana or chi, right? And so if the prana or chi are being blocked, there's a blockage in one of the energetic flows in the body, then we need to unblock them. And the way to do that is by using needles placed into the meridian points and then put a little bit of electricity in it to push the flow again. And then the person will, you know, feel better, will emotionally and physically actually feel better. So oftentimes the two are intertwined, the physical, and in fact, we'll probably talk a little bit more about that later, how the two are very much entwined, the physical and emotional. And so the same thing happens with Emotional Freedom Technique, with tapping, except that we don't use needles. In fact, it is... It is known as needle-free acupuncture.
Oh, that's intimidating. I think I can do that now.
No, because you use your fingers, Niba. Oh, so the fingers will act like needles because they are, there is what you call piezoelectricity. So we are electrical beings, Niba. That's why we feel we get ground, you know, when we touch an electrical outlet. There's electricity that passes through us because we are electromagnetic beings. And so in our fingers, you know, we call them like healing hands. We have chakras there and we have points there where electricity can go through, literally, but you can't see it. And so when we use these fingertips to tap onto the meridian points, it stimulates that point and it pushes flow just like a needle would in an acupuncture. So the beauty about this is that you can self-practice and you can self-regulate and balance yourself from anxiety or depression or anger or fear in seconds.
Just by tapping.
It's so effective. Yeah. Just by tapping. Of course, there is intention there, Dibao. So when you put in intention then it carries out more quickly, more effectively when there's that intention to empty out or release stuck emotions.
It's interesting. It came to my mind just now that the group of doctors, the medical science people, are those that would say, no, that's not written in the books. It's not published anywhere. There's no journal about that. So now having the word or understanding the word for some people who are hearing it for the first time, biohacking, bio life hacking is to find a quick fix, right? A quick solution. So I guess it already from the very beginning, people are tongue in cheek about it and saying, you're doing something, a quick fix for the brain. But here's the thing. Some of these biohacks, if not all, I see have been working. And
yes,
but they've been getting this bad press about about what biohacking is. And it's come to think of it, like a headache or a migraine or a stomach ache can be done through tapping and with the intention of relieving it.
Absolutely. My gosh. Absolutely. Yeah. Of course, when there's pain is a beacon to something that needs to be addressed. And so we want to be careful with tapping out pain, because we want to be able to address the source of that pain. And tapping very well can attenuate the degree or the severity of this pain. But then, you know, then you lose the your way, you lose the root cause instead of you being able to investigate it.
Yeah.
But of course, if it's just, you know, it's just surface pain. So if it's surface pain, then it's absolutely okay. Like, you know, just a sudden burst of pain in your head, or, you know, like a wrist pain or something like that, or back pain. Absolutely, you could self-relieve that way.
So we better be careful when we just tap out the pain without knowing the root cause of that pain. That makes perfect sense. Now, you heard it, dear friends, that the easiest and quickest way, because the question was what is the most accessible or something to that effect, is that your body, in it, to be specific, your fingers, and no needles or devices were even mentioned by Ellie. So
exactly,
that is the answer to the question, dear friends. It's not something that's akin to rocket science or anything that is complicated or complex. Now, Ellie, the Zen Zone blueprint, let me talk about that. Could you share a blueprint for a biohacking routine that helps you shift, or it helps the mind shift from chaos to calm, especially after a stressful day? One is tapping. I guess you could use that for relieving the stress or the unseen stressors.
And actually, you know, I was going to say that it's not new. EFT is not new. And you would look at the medical paradigm as new science, because EFT actually borrows from the science of the ancients. You know, this is the energy body that, you know, the ancient Chinese and the, you know, in Ayurveda as well, they knew about the energy body. And this was before Christ era.
Yeah.
That's the original, and we're just channeling into the ability to sort of control the energy body, to have that power in our own hands by just knowing that, oh, I can balance myself if I really, you know, if I just continue the flow, the energetic flow. It's
That's
just
right.
That simple.
Because 4 years ago we didn't hear that, and hearing that would be demonized. I don't want to start something. That conversation should be an episode all to its own. But you're right. It's ancient conversation. It's ancient.
Yeah. I mean, they knew about it matagal na. So we're right. Just really, you know, modernizing it, or, you know, putting it in a vernacular that people can understand in modern days, as opposed to, you know, in Sanskrit or ancient Chinese and the way they saw it, right? So pretty much, yeah, this is the original. The ancients were the original biohackers, because they knew about biology, and they found clever ways to put yourself back together, which you would call hacks, right? So that's biohacking.
It's an old practice with a new term, because we're so used to finding those quick fixes, which are hacks. And Ellie, you just mentioned, and I agree with you 100%, even the masters. If you're Christian, you have Jesus Christ. If you're Buddhist, you have Gautama. And if you're a Sufi mystic in Islam, maybe you have Muhammad practicing these, no? And these, like fasting or praying or sitting for long periods of time, is actually a cure.
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. Those are biohacks. Fasting is a biohack. It wakes up the brain. It's forced to, because of the stress from not eating, it's forced to awaken the brain and the body to step up. And so you have this heightened, your senses are heightened because of it. And, you know, when you get into a prayer, it becomes more of a heightened experience when you're fasting. And also, what were you saying? The praying. Meditation. It's ancient. This is a popular biohack nowadays.
That's right.
Right. So to get into that Zen zone meditation. But my gosh, the masters did that. They did it for 40 years in caves in order to get into this Zen state. Well, you don't need 40 years anymore now, because of thank you to biohacking. We have machines that could help us accelerate our progress and really shrink down time by a significant percent. That's the beauty of the technology, age of technology, right? That's the beauty of it. Science and technology has advanced.
Humanity is technology itself, or being human is actually technology. And Ellie mentioned that there are devices that can help you or facilitate something that would bring you calm or instant calm. But this is where the fusion of humanity as well as technology can work hand in hand. Now, you mentioned meditation. Now, how has biohacking transformed your personal meditation or mindfulness practice, if you do that? And what changes have you noticed in your stress levels and mental clarity?
Yeah, you know, I love what you do, what you bring to the world, because you allow people to biohack themselves, like to use the technology that they're born with. That's the beauty of what you do. Thank you so much for that. Biohacking though, we are what you call, we want to do everything MED, minimum effective dose, the smallest
minimum effective dose. Yeah, MED.
Yes. MED, the smallest amount of time or input that you would do in order to get the maximum amount of results. So, you know, like fasting, or the best way to accomplish MED is through machines. So we use science and technology. And so we have one machine called Neurofeedback that we call meditation on steroids.
Meditation on steroids. Wow. Okay. All right. Tell us more.
So pretty much it works with the subconscious, and the conscious mind is present, but it works with the subconscious. And so it helps your brain train itself. So the machine doesn't do anything. It's your brain that's doing the work, but it's using the machine as a mirror, and it helps the brain stay present all the time, staying present, which is pretty much what meditation does. So I do have to admit that I have another practice called heart math. That's my meditation. But meditation per se, I don't have a practice with the way people practice meditation. Mm-hmm. It's because this machine allows me to do it every day without me thinking or trying too hard. That's the beauty of biohacking. It's just convenience. It's fast results. It's clinical grade. And, you know, you get the results you want in the shortest amount of time.
You know, without you said the phrase "without thinking too hard" is the first thing that you should think about when you want to find calm, because if you think of so many things, it disrupts you. It makes you feel anxious about so many things, and you know that's a light bulb moment when you said that the least amount of effort is actually your shortest or your short. I don't want to say short circuit, because when you short circuit, you fry circuits, right? But that's your biohack there. And this machine or these machines that you mentioned, Ellie, are in your center.
Where yes, they're
now. And for the information of those who have not been or have no, I mentioned it in the introduction. I will also mention it in the outro that Ellie leads a center called Unlimited.
Yes.
If you're from the Metro Manila area or in the Philippines, you can. I'll put it on the show notes on the episode notes so you know where to find her. And if you're somewhere else, not within the archipelago of the Philippines, you can find her and you, take a short trip and visit Ellie. Yeah.
Yes, you know, biohackers are lazy. We are lazy, right?
So you just said it, the least amount of effort. That's laziness.
I mean, who has the time to do everything? No one does. True. But if you can do something for 5 minutes instead of 45, you're there, right?
I'm there. I'm going to buy that pony. Yeah.
Right? If you have this technology that will reduce everything into just 5 minute spurts and you get the results that you want, why not do it? Exactly. And that's what biohacking is really about. In fact, my mentor, Dave Asprey, his latest book was called Smarter, Not Harder. So, you know, be smart about it. You know, don't work hard, be smart. And so, yeah, we have this AI bike called the Carol bike in my center where it's only 5 minutes. It's equivalent to a 45 to an hour minute long. So to an hour long jog.
That I haven't seen. And that is something I want to see and try out, Ellie. I haven't seen it there. I'll tell you that we'll visit you one of these days very soon. And you mentioned the least amount of effort in finding calm. To me, when you say the longest calm period would be sleep, of which you are an expert on. Sleep is a critical component of your wellness, which you as biohacking experts, they find strategies that you've found to be a lullaby for the mind, enhancing both the quality and tranquility of sleep. How do you help people when they say, I can't sleep, Ellie, I lack sleep, I only sleep about 2 hours a night, and it's sporadic, it's erratic? How do we help them?
Most of the people that come to me have sleep issues, and thus most of the people that come to me have biological ages that are 10 to 20 years over or older than their chronological ages because of sleep. Sleep is by far the most important thing that you need to biohack in this life. I always start with explaining to them why sleep is the most important thing. One, it's not a passive activity. It is highly active and it requires a lot of energy. And it's so important and it requires so much energy that you have to be a corpse in order for it to, you know, to be able to do its work. Right? Let's make you a corpse so that I can work on you, so that I can use all of the energy to repair and restore whatever needs repair and restoration in your body. It's that important. And if you look at Mother Nature, she is all about efficiency. Anything that is useless or futile, remove, get it out, right? And this is billions of years of evolution. So why would she not remove 8 hours or a third of our lives? You know, why would she not remove it? Because it's important, because we need it to resurrect a new person every day and to be able to function. We need 8 hours. Well, you know, it varies between 6.5 and 8, depends on the person, but about that time.
You know, sleep itself is an episode all to its own. There are plenty of hacks that Ellie taught me just to get everyone excited and interested, like mouth taping, or there's a breathing method called what's that, Ellie? The term escapes me now.
Is it the heart math or sounder sleep system?
Sounder sleep and heart math, which you taught me when I was there. That's something that we can explore and look into. Since if you're a starting biohacker, why go to the most amount of effort? Go to the least amount of effort. Get in touch with Ellie. Ask her.
Yeah. Yes, and I love to teach the free techniques, like what I taught you, Sel, is because they can immediately use something, and then they can help other people, their kids or whoever, use it for self-regulation. And it's not like it's just for sleep. It's for whenever you feel out of sorts and you're off center, or you were just, you know, shocked by some acute emotion or some shocking news. You use that to come back to center. Because resilience, I mean, longevity, when you talk about it, it's all about being resilient. It's having a nervous system that responds to emergency, yes. But once an emergency is abated, you need to come back to center and slow down your heart rate. You need to come back, not always be in the high heart rate, because then you're just depleting or wasting energy. That's so it's about being a real efficient energy manager, pretty much. That's what it is.
You mentioned something about acute stress, and in moments of acute stress, is there a quick biohack that you would recommend to say hit the pause button or on anxiety and, you know, regain composure?
Absolutely. There's so many. One is, of course, EFT. That's number one. Yeah. Another one is something that I learned from my brain crush, Andrew Huberman, who's a neuroscientist.
Brain crush.
You
learn a lot of new terms from biohackers. A brain crush. So there's a heart crush. There's a it's brain crush. Tell me about Dr. Huberman, which I listen to also.
I love him. He's a sleep expert because he gets down to the science, 3 to 4 hours per episode, and it's for free. Right. And he talks about he's all about sleep states also, and also being able to get into the theta states and in something he calls non-sleep deep rest, NSDR. And he uses a technique called yoga nidra also, which is very similar to what I teach, which is the Sounder sleep system. And he teaches about the physiological sigh. So it's two short inhales and a very long exhale.
Oh, an extended exhale. Okay.
And an extended exhale. Ooh. Yeah. And because we know that the extended exhale works because it is plugged into the parasympathetic nervous system. So basically the exhale slows down the heart rate while the inhale is plugged into the sympathetic nervous system. And so when you just prolong the exhale, you're basically pressing on the brake. Right. And plus you're mindful about what you're doing. So you divert the attention to something else. And then that, places your nervous system into a state of balance faster.
You know, you're right. That's one of the most accessible remedies. Mm-hmm. Is that the right term? Yes. Remedies for when people are acutely stressed, when they have a very stressful situation before them, or they just went through it, is the breathing. Mm-hmm. What does Dr. Huberman call it? The sigh?
Physiological sigh.
Physiological sigh. Short intakes or inhales and the longer exhale. Two short inhales and the longer extended exhale.
Yes. Yeah.
So remember that.
I mean, you go kaagad to the breath. That is like the direct line to our nervous system. It's already plugged into the autonomic nervous system automatically. So that you've heard of box breathing as well.
Yes, the Navy SEALs do that, and they maintain their calm even in highly stressful situations that are not humanly acceptable by most humans like us. No, we're not ready for those kind of stressors. Now, which brings me to that next question, is that there has to be a continuum of calm. How do you see the role of biohacking evolving in helping individuals maintain that baseline of calm and focus in an increasingly busy world?
I believe biohacking will be the keystone to a society where we know how to self-regulate, where we can't necessarily avoid acute or unexpected, emotional intense events happen to us. But we can have the resources enough to be able to attenuate or balance ourselves to them, to downgrade immediately. That's the key, because we can never avoid, we can never change what's going to happen to us. But what we can change is our perception or our reaction or response to these events. And so when you have a regular biohacking practice, what you're doing is you're really building muscles. You're building your resilience resources, so that anytime it hits you, let's say another pandemic or whatever hits you, whatever, I can roll with the punches, you know. Bring it on.
We had 4 years of practice, so we know what to do next. It's right? funny you mentioned that you have to learn how to self-regulate and to, you know, sort of change the narrative when stressors come your way, and nobody knows when it's coming. Like, take for example, road rage, driving in Metro Manila or in the National Capital Region, you see everything, all those stressors, there are motorcycles, those big trucks and SUVs. Now, a short story, Ellie. I went to confession, well, my priest, my confessor, and said, "Father, I have road rage." And he said, "You know, whenever you're feeling that, instead of cursing or throwing expletives around, and when your wife is with you, most of the time your wife is with you and you're driving, and sometimes she's the one driving, you just turn to her and say, 'I love you.'" It changes the narrative. You say that in an angry tone, you can. Di pwede. I mean, I love you, it's still angry, but even if you're still angry, when you say "I love you," it changes you already. That's, Father, that's a biohack.
Whether or not your wife is there next to you, you just
Right. Yeah, just if she's not there, just imagine that she's there. But most of the time, she is. Just hold her hand and say "I love you," and immediately, it's true. I tried it, Ellie. It calms me down.
I love that, and we need little tips and tricks like that, because we need it on the fly. And, you know, something like that. And it's also funny, right? It's like, you're so mad. And then I love you. It's like this weird divert, you know. But you know, I have to tell you, I was able to attenuate my, okay, believe it or not, I was very feisty before biohacking. I'm an Aries and I have I'm known to have a bad temper and you know, very, you know, passionate and so of course driving, I'm also a woman, so females have a different perception of time. We feel that there's not enough time, whereas men take forever to you know, reply to text messages and to emails and whatever they have. They think that time is a luxury. That's but true. For women, it's like there's not enough time. Okay, so that makes me an impatient Aries female. And so when I'm driving, and what you were talking about, the motors and, you know, the tricycles and everything, and now because there's a lot of riders, you know, who deliver and all, there's more traffic and there's more motorcycles and everything. So I used to also have my own share of road rage. I used to also curse and get angry, and it's real rage. It's real anger. So guess what I did? Because I knew, I recognized this is something that's depleting my vital energy for nothing. Right? For nothing. What? Yeah. Why? What for?
Yeah.
And so what I did was, there's something that I'm certified in. It's called Heart Math, which I've spoken to you about.
Yes.
And Heart Math, you can do the techniques on your own with or without the biohack. So you can just use your breath. But they also have a little gadget that does biofeedback.
Biofeedback.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's called the M-Wave 2, and it's a coherence trainer. So coherence is the state where your mind, body, and emotions are fully aligned.
Right.
Okay. And so when this thing trains your nervous system to come to coherence anytime. So basically it's building your resilience muscle. So you don't use it when you're in stress, you use it before. It's kind of like, you know, if you're training for a boxing match, you want to build them before you go.
That's
boxing.
Your sparring. That's your bag routine. That's your speedball routine.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that the muscle just kicks in when it's necessary, when you need it during the match, it just kicks in because you put in the training, right? So what I used to do when I would drive, I would take this gadget with me, mm-hmm. and It has kasi an ear attachment, so it will read your heart rate through the ear. So it's actually right. safe to drive with it. And it has an audible signal that tells you your incoherence. And then it will just keep quiet when you're not. So I'd be aware, I'm not incoherent, I'm in stress or I'm in rage. Right. So while driving, I'd be very aware of my nervous system state because of that little thing.
And the sound it makes if you're coherent, right?
Yeah. So basically when you're in stress and you don't hear the sound, your goal, your objective is to come back to hear that sound. So what does that entail? You have to be courteous on the road. You have to let the guy who wants to change lanes. Okay, please go ahead and change. Yeah. You have to let the pedestrian cross, and then you have to slow down and everything. You know, pretty much after months, it became my baseline. See, that's the beauty of it. It's because it's a meaningful shift. You become a different person. It's an upgrade of your baseline. You don't go back to your old self. And it's not even contrived because you can't fake it because your nervous system just rewired itself to a higher level.
Right. Your body can never lie. Yeah.
It's difficult to fake. You can't be courteous to this person or to let the cars pass. That's my norm now.
Yeah.
Even if anyone tries to whatever, I'm just patient. Nothing can do that except biohacking. I mean, you know, it changes.
And with the help of technology, right?
Yeah. With the help of technology. So biofeedback. The thing is, the ancients didn't really have this, so it took them 40 years, right?
Yeah.
to get to where they needed in a cave.
But I guess they were more attuned to their surroundings, their environment, the ambient sounds. If they're not hearing anything, that means they're so full of themselves, they're concentrating on themselves. That's maybe the time that they become tachycardic, they're sweating, maybe they're angry, angry, like Bruce Banner would get angry before he becomes Hulk, right? Something like that.
Oh, I just watched Avengers, Karina. Yeah. Yeah, but then you bring that master, that meditation master in a car, in Metro Manila, how well is he gonna fare driving, right? That's the ultimate test. Okay.
Device to the test. That's interesting. Please tell me that result, those results that you get from that. Interesting. Can it last? The Metro Manila case.
The natural meditation device free last. Yeah.
And I like how it keeps quiet. It keeps quiet when you're about to get angry or when you're about to get upset. Kind of like when my wife keeps quiet, I become more afraid.
Yes. Negative feedback is still feedback.
Exactly. Sometimes more powerful.
Exactly. Boy. Yeah. Okay. So,
Ellie, we want more episodes with you, but the episode length in Find Your Daily Calm is not really that long. So we want people to keep wanting to hear from you. In my last question, in the intricate maze and tapestry of health and wellness, there's biohacking. And we mentioned very briefly just a while ago, Germanic New Medicine or GNM. They represent unique threads. How do you envision the ideal integration or coming together of these two modalities in mainstream health paradigms? And what steps can be taken to elevate the credibility and acceptance among both the practitioners and the public?
Oh, wow. That's a really amazing question. I'm already using it in my line of work, but maybe I should start by defining what Germanic New Medicine is.
Yes.
Very quickly, for those who don't know, it's a body of work that was discovered by a German doctor, Dr. Ricke Gerd Hammer, in the 1980s as a result of he lost his son. It was an accidental shooting, lost his son. And 3 months later, he got testicular cancer. And he was wondering, why did I get testicular cancer? I'm very healthy.
Right.
But at the time, he was at the the CT scan machine had just been invented or was just right. put in operation in hospitals. Yes. And he was working as a head intern for one of the hospitals there. And he studied the CT scans of every patient as well as his own. And he noticed that there were marks or lesions or marks, what he calls the Hummerscher herd, right, the Hummer focus, in on the part of the brain that would map to the testicles.
Wow.
And he saw that everyone else who had it also had the same kind of lesion. And so then he started to interview all of them, and almost 100%, all of them experienced a profound loss, the loss of a child or the loss of a loved one, a partner. But more often than not, a profound loss would be the loss of a child, because God forbid that you ever outlive your children, right? Yeah. It's a huge conflict. And biologically, if you look at nature's laws, where it's all about the survival of the species, you lose your child. You just lost your biological role, right. your biological value, because it's about progeny. Your child is an extension of you, and it's the way to prolong life is by having offspring.
Yes.
So if you lose your offspring, then you just lost your purpose. And so the body has a way to respond to distressful life situations such as this. And why is it the testicles? Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense, because the testicles want to become more virile, and so it has to become bigger. And it has to secrete more semen for you to create another child.
That's right.
ASAP. That's what testicular cancer is. So with this understanding about cancer having a biological function and not wanting to kill us as what we've been made to believe, mm-hmm. He passionately studied 60,000 CT scans. And so we have maybe 90-95%. Of all conditions, all known conditions, we know all of the psychobiological root causes of it, meaning a perception of a life situation. So basically, if you look at your physical symptoms, you have to look at the root cause, the emotional root cause. But I would say it's not just emotional. Emotional doesn't necessarily require an organ to respond. So let's say you're watching K-drama and you're crying. That's emotional, right? But let's say, you know, you found out your son got into a car accident. You start to cry. That's psychobiological, meaning an organ's going to respond to that life situation. So that's the difference.
Yeah.
So this body of work, I mean, knowing the exact causes of every single thing, the conflict content of all conditions, all cancers, even down to warts or rashes, Alzheimer's, you know, fibromyalgia, knowing the conflict content of all of that, and then using biohacking strategically to, you know, help with the healing phases and, you know, helping the person understand even what is going on, why your body is responding this way, already gives us this huge power. This huge power to, you know, be able to control one's biology, which is essentially the definition of biohacking.
That's why they go hand in hand. There's the integration there.
Yeah. Control your biology so it doesn't control you. That's biohacking.
Control your, but that's a soundbite right there. Control your biology so that your biology doesn't control you. I've had one particular conversation with Ellie just over, 4 months ago, where a family member had to undergo a major operation in the heart. And she told me about it. It makes perfect sense. And I told that family member that what you told me. And he was listening, and he was trying to process it. There's a lot. And hearing Ellie every time she explains this, this is not the first time I heard about Dr. Hummer and the testicular cancer, but I still pay attention to her because there's new insights that come to me and enlighten me in so many ways. That's why this we'll purposefully make this episode short, because you want to have Ellie back. And maybe Ellie would like, I don't know if you've done an EFT episode over audio only. I don't know if that's possible.
But we can. Have we done it? Yes, we can actually. Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, audio is possible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, see, friends, there's the integration of biohacking and Germanic New Medicine. You have to learn more about that. It is in learning that we take out the cobwebs of ignorance and being controlled by, now, I don't want to go deep into that, but we are being controlled by so many forces and people and groups of people to make us think otherwise. So first, find calm, because you don't want to be in fight mode all the time. And you learn a lot better if you're calm. And yes. I'm so happy and feel so lucky that we have our first voices of calm in Find Your Daily Calm in this episode. We will have more of her in the coming episodes. Ellie, maraming salamat. Thank you for answering those questions. I know you're bitin, or in English, it's, what's bitin in English?
They're, what's a bitin in English?
They find themselves wanting more?
Yes. Oh my gosh, there's no one word. No literal one translation. Word.
Now, that's the Filipino language for you folks. So if you're bitin, or if you find yourself wanting more, it's because we need to learn some more. On behalf of Find Your Daily Calm, Ellie, maraming salamat. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Tel, for having me. And thank you for what you do for the world. Your audience is so lucky to be able to have this kind of resource available for free. And also, you know, hosted by such a person with such a big heart and a wonderful voice, I might add.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. As we wrap up this enlightening conversation with Ellie Abella, it's clear that the journey to discovering calm through biohacking is filled with untapped potential and transformative insights. Ellie's pioneering approach invites us all to rethink our relationship with our bodies and minds, encouraging a deeper exploration into the ways we can enhance our well-being. For those inspired to delve further into biohacking and explore Ellie's groundbreaking work, I highly recommend visiting her website for more resources and insights. Until next time, may you find your daily calm in the most unexpected of places.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.